Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. And my name is still Lloyd Ross. I'm really excited about this episode. We're going to talk about how to start investing as a beginner. All right, so how to plant your money tree and how to actually start investing as a beginner. Because I think a lot of people really want to start investing, but of course, they don't know a thing about it. They don't know where to start. I see these questions pop up all the time in Facebook groups, you know, that I'm part of, you know, stock market for beginners and so forth. You know, where do I start? It's a really challenging question to ask. You know, it's a challenge when you first start. You don't know what the heck. Well, I remember when I first, before I knew about investing or stocks or anything, all I knew about a bit was property. But I used to think stocks were just a chart that just went up and down and you just gambled. I mean, I really had no idea. So I feel you when you feel a bit confused about where to start. So this episode is going to help those who are wanting to actually start investing, particularly in shares. It's going to be a practical episode on where you can start, how you can begin. Okay. So what I really want to talk about is this concept of knowledge investment. So for example, once you decide that you want to actually learn about investing, whether it be in shares or property or whatever, you've got to understand that you must educate yourself. You must be a self-learner, which means you must be someone who out of your own accord can go and pick up a book, find a book, read the book, think about it, and implement things. If you are not that person, then I don't know if investing is for you. I mean, everyone's capable, but you've got to read. You just do. Like, even if you started at Google, YouTube, I mean, they're the two best places to start for any accumulation of information and understanding topics. If you go and put into YouTube investing, you're going to find tons of free stuff, right? And so I think that you just got to begin. As the old saying goes, a 1,000-mile journey starts with a single step. All right, profound, but it's true. You've got to just start. Going to a Facebook group and saying, where do I start? Okay, you're going to get some opinions, but you've got to, you know, you actually have to study. You have to learn. You have to apply what you learn. So if you're going to begin, you got to start with books. Okay, now, this is more about investing. So I'm going to tell you a little story very quickly about how I got started. And then you might want to follow that same path. I actually started, I love biographies. Like, I freaking love them. I love biographies because you can get a snapshot and learn all these amazing lessons from these brilliant minds by reading a book. It's incredible. So I've always been a big believer in biographies. I think it's a freaking great way to learn. Okay. So anyway, I'm in the airport one day and I love going to the airport bookshops. I think it's great. I feel like swimming in knowledge when I walk into a bookshop. Anyway, so there I'm one day and I go past and I see this book there about a guy called Warren Buffett. Now at that point, Warren Buffett, I was like, who's this guy? Is this stock market trader guy? I had really no idea. Now I feel like Warren Buffett's been my number one mentor when it comes to investing. I think like him. I've just learned the most from him. But he's not the type of guy that's like a big high-flying trader. He's not like that at all. Very thrifty guy. Anyway, long story short, I read this book called The Snowball. Okay, it's by Alice Schroeder. And The Snowball is about Warren Buffett's life. It's a biography of Warren Buffett, the greatest investor who ever lived. Why wouldn't you want to read that book first if you want to learn about investing? So picked it up, read it cover to cover in about 2 to 3 days. I just loved it. I devoured it. Before I picked up Warren Buffett's book, what actually got me interested in stocks was, how about this? I actually read The Wolf of Wall Street by Jordan Belfort, the original, right? I read it cover to cover in a day. I was just so curious. I was mesmerized by that life. I was like, whoa, didn't think that existed. Anyway, there's a lot of lessons in that book, what not to do. but it kind of got me on the journey. So I read Warren Buffett's book, The Snowball. And as I'm reading that book, I really understood immediately what investing was all about. Now, here's what it is. It's not esoteric. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's all it is finding the value of certain assets. So the value of certain stocks and being able to buy them for below that estimated value. That's it. Okay. That's effectively investing, whether it's property, shares, or collectibles, whatever. If there's a reasonably accurate estimated value of what it's worth today, and for whatever reason, either someone needs to sell it quickly or there's a market crash or whatever, you can buy it for a large discount to its fair value. Okay. Now, if you can do that, you're basically value investing. And all good quality investing is value investing. All right. If you can find a great company, all right, and so a great stock that is good quality and it's selling for, below its fair value, and it's going to grow its earnings into the future, you've got yourself a great investment there. Okay. So this is what I learned reading Warren Buffett's book. And immediately it was like a light bulb went on. Fire out. I get it. Investing is all about buying dollar bills for 50 cents. That's it. Okay. So I was like, wow, I can buy dollar bills for 50 cents. That makes so much sense to me. All right. It's incredible. So that's where I started. And it took me to a journey of when I'm reading his book, I pick up I learned that he read the Intelligent Investor when he was 19. So then it led me to that book. I read that. Then I read Security Analysis. And then I read this. And then I just kept reading and reading and reading. I've read so many books on investing. Okay, I've read Peter Lynch books. I've read Joel Greenblatt books. Seth Klarman books. This biographies of great investors is a great place to start if you're beginning. Okay, because once you learn the fundamentals, you don't have to be in Facebook groups asking about which is the next hot stock, because you'll know what you're looking for and you'll be educated and you'll be intelligent. You don't need to go to university, okay, for heaven's sake. You don't. I went to university for 16 semesters, did 3 degrees in law, business, science, and I did a corporate finance subjects, and I almost finished my CFA charter, which is the hardest exam in all of finance in the world. And I didn't learn how to spot undervalued investments doing that. I learned it by reading other books that Warren Buffett read. So that's where you begin. You've got to be a reader. All right. Now, outside that, you can actually, if you're super, super new and you don't even like reading about investing, but you want to invest, then you can definitely start micro investing. There's so many wonderful apps out there that you can begin with for micro investing. Now, what micro investing is where you've got small bits of your change or like very small amounts of money. So, small dollars and little bits, and you can invest it at low cost into index funds through apps on your phone. So you can start after doing that. Okay. There are tons of forums around to look in and learn that. Jump on YouTube, jump on Google, just begin your journey of learning how investing works. There's so much stuff, truly. Even if you went to YouTube and just typed in value investing, it would give you an amazing overview of that, right? That's where you begin, okay? And then you've got to realize that it's about long-term patience when you're investing. I mean, what you want to see is compound interest, okay? So Albert Einstein called it the 8th wonder of the world because it is so powerful. So you could even go to YouTube and just type in compound interest and it'll explain it to you very nicely. And then what it is, it's your gains on your gains, okay? And when you understand the power of compound interest, you'll be like, oh my God, this is the 8th wonder of the world. And then you'll realize that that's how your money makes money. And that's what investing is all about. It's not about buying and selling and trading stocks or buying and selling properties and flipping them and trying to get short-term gains. It's about accumulating wealth into a great asset and watching it grow over time through compound interest, through the growth of the business or the growth of the property. Okay. So that's really the objective. So yeah, beginners wise, that's where I would go. I would pick up books. There's a couple of books I mentioned there you'd want to pick up. YouTube, Google, a couple of forums. But if you're going into Facebook groups and saying, what do I buy? Is what I bought good? What should I buy here and here? Then what is happening is they're giving you a fish and that's going to feed you for a day. But what you have to learn is how to fish for yourself. All right. So I hope that helps. That's how to start investing as a beginner and plant your money tree and grow it. And, Just begin with a single step. Okay. That would be my advice to you, and enjoy the journey and keep learning, keep reading, keep going. Don't just stop. Okay. Become an intelligent investor. All right. My name is Lloyd Ross, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.